Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'd like to apologise because I think I've missed an episode out. I think there was a week. Was it last week? The week before? And I forgot to upload an episode. So I'd recorded all of the... You know, I'd recorded enough episodes to do one episode every week. But I forgot to upload it. And to be perfectly honest, there is a reason that I forgot to upload it, and it's because I wasn't feeling so great. And I don't mean feeling ill, but just sort of feeling a bit down, to be perfectly honest, a bit unhappy, and that's not so normal for me. I'm usually very energetic, but very positive, I think, maybe, I don't know. It's difficult to describe yourself, isn't it? Anyway, what's been happening recently is I think I've been having a little bit of a hard time adjusting to my new life here in Japan. And so that resulted in like a feeling of like being homesick. And I've never experienced homesickness before. And I didn't think I would experience it. I didn't think I was a type of person who would experience homesickness. I guess the reason I thought I wouldn't experience it, I wouldn't be homesick, is because I didn't know that I liked England so much. yeah, it's funny. It's just somewhere I was born in, somewhere I've spent all my life in, and you don't realize what parts you like about it, or what part, maybe you know all of the bits you don't like, but maybe it's harder to see all of the bits you do like. But when you live in another country, a country that's very, very different from your own country, then I think you can see all of the bits that you used to really like. And that makes you, you know, miss living in your old country, miss your old life a bit. So yeah, I have been feeling homesick, and I have been quite surprised as well that I've been feeling homesick, because I just didn't realise I liked England so much. But yeah, I do. And it's not really one particular big thing that I miss about England. It's many, many small things, I think, that I'm missing. So yeah, it's sort of hard to describe all of them, because there's so many little tiny things that sort of just add up to one big thing, I suppose. But that's not to say that I'm not enjoying life here in Japan. It has its ups and downs. That's a good phrase. Like, it has its good moments and bad moments, I think. There are times when I'm over here and I'm thinking, wow, it's really fun living in Japan. It's really good to be living in Japan. And there are other times when I'm thinking, I wouldn't mind going back to England now. I wouldn't mind getting a flight and going back to England. Maybe not for forever. I think if I, like those days when I feel a bit down, maybe I feel like life in Japan is a bit difficult and I feel like I want to go back home. I don't think I want to go back home forever. You know, I don't think it's like, oh, okay, I've finished. I've had enough of Japan. Bye-bye. I'm going home now. I think it's more like I just want a break. I just want a little rest. You know, go home, spend, I don't know, a couple of days in England, maybe a week or something, and then, like, recharge my batteries, like, recharge myself, and then come back to Japan and ready to sort of, like, tackle Japan again, ready to take on Japan again. Because, it's harder. I think it's always going to be harder living in a different country. It always takes more effort. Everything requires more effort. Even simple things require more effort. So that's probably why I feel like I just want to go back to England, where everything's so easy, where life is so easy, and just have a bit of a rest and just recharge myself and then come back to Japan. It's not like I don't want to quit. I don't want to quit Japan. Sometimes I just feel like I need a rest. But anyway, good news is that I've started to get back into a study routine, and it's taken an awfully long time for me to do this. And I think part of the reason is when you're studying, you know, when you do some language study, you need to have high levels of motivation. You know, you need to have a lot of like extra energy available to be able to spend that energy studying. And I just haven't really had that for a long time, because I haven't had any routine. And so if you don't have a routine, I think it's hard to get a study routine as well. So I mean, like, for quite a while I'd been going to bed late and waking up late, and I don't know, all different hours. So it's all over the place. But for me, I really need I need routine in my life. I need structure in my life. And then when I have that, then I normally find that like study structure, like study routine, just comes naturally to me. So I've been paying a bit more attention to like when I go to sleep and when I wake up and how long I sleep for and that kind of thing. And because of that, thanks to that, I've started to get back into a study routine. So I'll tell you what my study routine looks like here in Japan. Normally, I wake up around, I think it's, my alarm goes off at 7. And I normally get up around 7:30, which I don't like. I like it when my alarm goes off, I like to get up straight away. But yeah, I don't know why, but I seem to be a bit lazy in the morning still. So my routine isn't perfect yet, and I will change that at some point. I want to start getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning like I used to when I was living in England, and just like alarm goes off, straight out of bed, and then, you know, get on with the rest of your day. That's what I love doing. But so yeah, wake up at 7, spend a bit of time in bed, get out of bed, and then usually what I've started doing for these past 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, is going to a park. Obviously, it depends on what the weather is like, but it's usually reasonably good over here, so there's not a lot of rain in wintertime, so I can often go out for a walk. And if it's sunny as well, it's quite nice to sort of sit down in the park on a bench and just do my studying there. And that's really been helping a lot, actually. I think the park has made a big difference to my level of motivation. I don't know if this is the same for you, But for me, like when I go outside, when I get some like fresh air, it makes a really big difference to like whether I want to study or not. So for a long time, I'd just been sort of like stuck indoors and not going out much. And there's only like we only have like one key. Like my wife has a key and I don't have a key. And she was taking it with her most of the time. So I felt like I was trapped inside and I couldn't get out and I couldn't get fresh air. And I think that had a bit of a like a negative effect on me, on my motivation. But yeah, I'm keeping the key all the time now so I can go out whenever I want. And I usually do, like I say, in the mornings go to a park. And I like to just listen to a podcast and walk to the park. It's about 5 minutes. Then do a bit of walking around the park and still listening to a podcast. And sit down on the bench and maybe I'll read a book. Or do a bit more listening to the podcasts. And it's good. It's good. I'm getting about between 2 to 4 hours of study done every day. Which is, I mean, 4 hours is, you know, that's probably too much. That's going a bit crazy. But, you know, two hours, I think, is quite good. But I'm studying for a long time, I think, because I'm enjoying it. And that's what's key. That's what's really important about studying, I think. When you're doing something and you're enjoying it, and you do it for a bit too long, because it's fun, you know, because you're enjoying doing what you're doing. That's when studying is no longer studying, just something you're doing because you're enjoying it. And I think that's the best kind of study that anyone can do, really. So yeah, there you go. There's a bit of an update. There's a bit of an apology as well for missing a week out. I am going to make it up to you. I'm going to, as an apology, I'm going to upload an extra episode this week. So yeah. So look forward to that, please. Okay, until next time, have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dasher, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds travel shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.